Hey, greetings. This is Brother James, DontPerish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, thanks for joining me today. I want to talk to you about, here's my title today, Mennonites and Menno-Simons did not agree on divorce and remarriage. I want to cover this topic. It's been coming up a lot lately. And as we witness to more Anabaptists, Mennonite, Amish, whatever, German Baptist types, Kingdom Christians, this topic comes up all the time. It's their favorite pet topic, divorce and remarriage. What I found is most of them don't really have a biblical gospel. They don't want to talk about the biblical gospel. They don't have sound doctrine in many areas. There's worldliness, there's carnality, there's pride and vanity and dress, there's pagan holidays. But they zoom right in on divorce and remarriage. Again, it's their pet doctrine. It's a foolish, lopsided way they have. Jesus said, don't judge when you got a plank in your eye. They are doing that. I want to show you in this audio, the heresy and the hypocrisy of the modern-day Mennonites, Anabaptists, Kingdom Christians on this topic today. So now, again, this is a broad brush, not saying all of them teach this, but the majority of them would teach you that you can have no divorce ever and no remarriage ever under any circumstance till death of a partner. That's the policy they stand by. And this is a teaching of man, not of God's word. They also reject the idea that pre-conversion divorce or remarriage is forgiven. You know, you're a brand new creation. They reject that. And so they teach that marriage is like this mystical union that only death separates you and nothing else can. And they're going to stand hard on this as a false pet doctrine. And they keep many other sins. They destroy godly homes. We've seen them tell men that were divorced and remarried before Christ, come to Christ, marry a woman, have children, and they rip the family apart. Yeah, we've seen it. And so I just encountered this the other day with several people. And the truth is, the Mennonites, the Anabaptists, the Kingdom Christians are practicing much spiritual adultery with their pagan holidays, their false gospels, many other things they do. And God hates spiritual adultery worse than he hates marital adultery. Look at Israel as a good example. Spiritual adultery is when you sin against God, go against his ways to keep man's false ways. Anabaptists, Kingdom Christians, Mennonites, Amish, they all do that. Let me give you a scripture. Matthew 9:19. Jesus said, and I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, committeth adultery. And whosoever marrieth her, which is put away, doth commit adultery. Now, some facts. Moses, under Torah law, God instructed him, Deuteronomy 24, to allow for divorce and remarriage. Sadly, they were using it for just about any reason, but God allowed for it with Moses. This proves that it was not a once-for-life union, that marriages could be entered into, they could be broken, and another one could be entered into, and God was allowing it under Moses. Jesus even mentions that, and he says, for the hardness of your hearts. Surely it shouldn't be that way, but it proves that marriage for all time for one person in all cases was not the case. In fact, God told them to divorce pagan wives, and God divorced Israel twice. That's a whole nother story. I have articles that cover that. DontPerish.com. Go to the teaching blog. Look up divorce and remarriage. Now, Jesus narrows this down, and he says it shouldn't be so. And he says now fornication, which is porneia, which includes adultery, all sexual sin, is a just cause. Why? Well, we'll talk about that. Paul also allows for divorce and remarriage in some cases. If you read in 1 Corinthians 7, see our articles on divorce and remarriage for the details of that. That's not for this audio teaching. Go there. We have lots of articles on that. But what I want to get through here is marriage never was a once for life in all cases. It should be for life, but there's sin in the world, right? Sin in people. And God made allowance for sin. That's where you get the sacrifice of animals, right? And again, God was allowing them to divorce the pagans. He commanded it. God divorced Israel. Jesus made allowances, and so did Paul. Now, the Mennonites, Anabaptists, Kingdom Christians, they all reject this today. And they believe, as I said, marriage is permanent. It's like a mystic bonding. The two flesh can never be separated when that's not the case. It's a physical covenant for on earth, not a spiritual covenant. All right? And it can be broken. We've seen that from the Old Testament and the New. Now, for this article, did you know Mennonites are named after Menno Simons, right? He didn't want them to be named after him, by the way, but they named themselves after him. They do not teach what Menno taught. He did not, this is a fact, go look it up, do your own research. He did not hold past sins, divorce and remarriage, against people before they were in Christ. He was perfectly fine with accepting marriages or allowing people to remarry if it was before Christ. He understood the new creation in Christ, all things are passed away. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. All would be what? Divorce and remarriage as well. Also, Menno, the man they're named after, again, he wouldn't have wanted that. He'd come back and rebuke him for that, by the way. He also believed that adultery breaks the marriage bond. Okay? And he allowed for remarriage. One of the reasons why? Let's read what Paul says. You know, the Bible says, the two shall become one flesh. That doesn't mean, that's not anything mystical. That's not anything eternal. That means a husband and a wife come together. He enters into her. It's how God procreates mankind. And they become one flesh together, living life together, being intimate with each other, loving, looking after, caring for each other. But that can be broken. We see that over and over. Let's read what Paul says about one flesh. 1 Corinthians 6:15 and 16. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of a harlot? No. For what? Know ye not that he which is joined to a harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh. Uh-oh. So if a man goes and lays with a harlot, and they become one flesh, according to Mennonite theology, I guess they're married for all their life and all eternity in a mystical bond. No, that's not what Paul is saying here. Paul's talking about the physical act. Don't do it. Menno taught once you have broken that physical act with another person that you're not married to, that bond is broken. So when the Bible says the two will be one flesh, again, it means physically coming together. It's the intimacy and sex that God procreates a community, the world with, and draws two people together, a man and a wife. It's not a mystic joining that they've turned it into. No matter what they say, Scripture doesn't back up what they teach. Menno did not even agree with the Mennonites. Now, I want to be clear. For Christians, marriage should be a commitment for life. There should be no fornication. There should be no abuse. There should be no abandonment. Yeah, that's the perfect scenario. But you know what? God allowed for sin. He doesn't allow sin. He allows for sin. Let me explain that. God doesn't allow sin, meaning, just go ahead and sin. God says, you're going to sin. Mankind fell and they're going to sin. I'm going to allow for animal sacrifice. God says, you're going to sin in the New Testament. I sent Christ. When you sin and fall, you turn and you repent from it. And the reason I can prove that is God doesn't kill us instantly when we sin, does he? Nope, he didn't kill Adam and Eve instantly. Some people he did. Ananias and Sapphira in Acts 5. The man in 1 Corinthians 5 was put out for the destruction of his body. He killed the priest Uzzah in the Old Testament for touching the ark. But God made allowance for sin so he wouldn't have to destroy us the instantly we sin. That's called grace. He doesn't approve of sin, but he made allowances for it. Divorce was an allowance for it. Sin causes marriages to be destroyed. God allows for divorces for the free person to be set free. Scripture teaches this all over the place. So I want you to go look it up. Look up the Wismar articles. Wismar, W-I-S-M-A-R. And it was article number 4. You can read it. It was a meeting with Menno, Dirk Phillips, and Leonard Bowens, I think you say that. They were Anabaptist leaders in 1554. They were the Anabaptist leaders. They clearly believed in biblical divorce and remarriage, unlike the Anabaptists, Kingdom Christians, German Baptists, Amish, Mennonites today. They have created false doctrine in their modern ways. And while we do not build doctrine on men, we don't build it on Menno, we don't build it on anything else but the Word, this really does prove that they don't even line up with their founder on Scripture. How wicked and shameful. They take the man's name, they don't even teach what he taught. He would come back, he would rebuke them all. The hypocrisy of Mennonites, Anabaptists, Kingdom Christians, to sinfully name yourself after somebody, Hutterites, Amen, Jacob Amen, and the Amish, and then don't teach what he taught. Again, Menno would come back, Jacob Amen would come back and rebuke these people. They wanted Christ to be lifted up, not their own name. So here's a fact for you. Anabaptists went to this more stern divorce theology, no divorce, no remarriage ever. You know why? They stopped going out and preaching the gospel and being rabid evangelists of the gospel. For safety, they went into little communities, and they still live that way today. They live in little farm communities, little business communities. They don't go out and preach the gospel. And you know what? They wanted to stop divorce and remarriage from entering into their communities. Yeah, and they changed their doctrine to judge and keep people out that were godly and holy after conversion, to keep them out of their perfect little Anabaptist-like communities. How totally pharisaical of them. So again, this proves we need to always test to the doctrine of God's word, and we do not follow the traditions of men. We don't follow Menno. Menno happens to line up with scripture on this. Jesus said, if you're keeping man-made traditions and false ways, your worship is in vain. It's void. Go read Mark 7. I tell Anabaptists that all the time. They ignore it. They're ignoring the words of God and Jesus. Jesus is God, to their own peril. So there you have it. The Mennonites do not teach and agree with what their own founder, Menno Simons, taught on divorce and remarriage. He allowed for pre-conversion divorce and remarriage. He allowed for divorce and remarriage in some cases. Go do your own research. Don't just take my word for it. Go research. It's easy to look up on the internet or go to the library and look up Menno's writings. They don't teach what Menno Simons taught. I encourage you also to study deep on this topic. People are destroying homes over this topic. People have made this a pet doctrine. They've turned marriage into something mystical, a lot like they do with baptism and the Lord's Supper. They've turned it into like a sacrament. Yeah, a lot of them do that. And it's wicked. It's sinful. People have tried to destroy my godly home when both my wife and I were divorced long before we came to Christ. We came to Christ. We were already, all right, committed to each other, and we came to Christ and we're new creations, and they tell us we should throw each other away, that I should put my godly wife away. Nope, Apostle Paul doesn't agree with that. He said, stay where you are. Jesus said he came to set us free. Paul tells us we're new creations. The Bible is clear all over the place, all right, that we can be made new, that all our sins are washed away, that from that point on, we better walk according to his word and his way, because we will be held accountable to all willful sin. The Bible says he remembers our sin no more. And let me throw this last point in at you. The Anabaptists and Mennonites are always telling people, go back to your first wife. Did you know God forbid that in the Old Testament, to go back to your first wife? They tell you to do what God forbid for people to do. Once you had moved on, once the covenant was broken, you were not to go back to an old partner. We're talking about remarriage. People have already committed adultery, fornication. Now, if you separate from each other and you're still committed to each other, of course there can be reconciliation. We're talking about where people have moved on from divorce, either remarried, laid with someone else. They tell you to go back. God forbid it. It's an abomination to him. The Anabaptists, wicked, heretical, false teachers, destroying godly homes. Don't let them do it to you if you're in that case. Don't let them do it to others around you. Study on this. If you go to don'tperish.com, go to the teaching blog. I have articles on marriage permanence exposed, divorce remarriage exposed. And I'm going to be doing a teaching soon on we don't hate you. You know, every Anabaptist I talk to, I call out their false gospel. I call out their pagan holidays. I call out their naming themselves after a man. I call out their worldliness. I call out their unbiblical dress, pride, vanity. I call out their materialism and their gaining wealth. A lot of them are wealthy and live in big houses. You know what they always say? They bring up divorce and remarriage. And when I refute them on that too, they say, you hate us because of divorce and remarriage. I don't hate any person on the face of the earth. I do hate false doctrine and false ways. Go read Psalm 119, 104. The Word of God tells me, hate every false way. Their destructive doctrines on remarriage and divorce, I hate it. But I love them, and I hope they come to repentance and the knowledge of the truth and out of their dead man-made religion. So that's what I got for you today. Thanks for listening. I hope that edifies you. Study up. Do your research. Menno did not agree with what Mennonites and Anabaptists teach today. How shameful, how wicked, how hypocritical. Hey, we love you all. Preaching the gospel, making disciples, adding to our website, edifying. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. You want biblical fellowship, contact us. See if we have unity in the doctrines of God. We're here for you. Till next time, I'll say what I always say. May God be praised.